This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm with the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, on the back of 7-4 defeat to Coventry Blaze tonight. Ryan, first of all, your thoughts on the game?
Obviously, it's not a great home performance for us, and it was a big game. Big game to get our fans back on our side and give them something to be proud of, and we didn't do it. It's tough right now. We're just giving up far too many goals, and team defense is non-existent, and we can't just rely on a hot power play, but then a power play that gives up two shorthanded goals, you're never going to win. And we got to figure this out.
Three power play goals tonight, that's obviously got to be a positive, surely.
Yeah, it would look a lot better if we didn't give up two shorthanded, and ultimately that's a difference in the hockey game. But we're defensively here, and it's not just our defense, it's our forwards and our responsibilities in our own. Our D zone is nowhere near the level it needs to be, and we're getting shown up by other teams in that conference. We're getting exposed, and tonight I thought we had a great opportunity to put a good performance on in front of our fans and move into fourth and kind of put that start somewhat behind us, and we just rolled back into rolled it right back again. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time to dwell on this. We got to pick ourselves up and go into an extremely tough Billing and Fife tomorrow.
A tough game it is, but it just seems like just when you're getting somewhere, you take a step forward, you take a couple of steps back. Is that how it feels?
Yeah, it seems that every time we build some confidence and start putting some good minutes together and some good and string some games together, we just go right back, and it's going to be one of those years. Unfortunately, we're going to have to play to our utmost best from the goal line out to win games this year. It's just, we can't unfortunately show up for 20, 30 minutes and expect to win. It's frustrating, but it happens, and you got to deal with it. And like I said, you got to keep finding answers and finding a way to get better, and it's not something we've had here in the past definitely a few years, but it is what it is, and we got to find a way to make sure that we correct the mistakes and eventually start getting a win and playing well at home and building some confidence. And but it's a tough league this year. Nobody seems to be getting on any long runs. I think we were the hottest team in the league, league games up until tonight. So it's there aren't too many teams going on 4 or 5 game win streaks, and you got to win at home, because it's hard to win it on the road. And what's one thing we as a positive, that's one thing we have done. We have been able to go into tough buildings and in our own conference and get some wins. We've had some success in Fife, and we need to build on that. But it's just not good enough at home here. We've dropped so far too many points, and it's but we're going into a period here where we're playing a lot of hockey in a short amount of time, and maybe that's good for this team to get right back on the horse here. But it would have been tonight was a real missed opportunity, I feel. It could have put us into that fourth spot. I mean, we still have an opportunity tomorrow to go into it, but it would have been nice to go into that and start climbing and closing up on the third. And right now we're, like I said, she's pretty tight packed in the middle there, so we got to make sure that we collect some points tomorrow.
Off to Fife tomorrow. You've had good results against them in the past, as you've alluded to, but they've been a team that haven't been firing in all cylinders either.
Well, nobody has, Craig, when you look at it. I mean, if you really break down wins and losses, and you look at Dundee's, the lost four in a row, five in a row, and Edinburgh, Wenway, and then all the way up through, go all the way up to Sheffield and Cardiff. Everybody's win one, lose one, win a couple, lose a couple. Everybody seems to be kind of beating everyone except for the two top teams are just beating each other. Well, Cardiff's just beating them right now, and it's difficult because we haven't, for 3 years we've been in first, second place in this time, and it's here we are now, trying to get into fourth, and it's just not what we're used to doing, and it's challenging as a coach, it makes you earn your spot from myself out, and I got to find a way with the group I have. And it's not always about changing players. We've got to find a way with the guys we brought in. We've shown we can do it. We got to find a way to get that consistency. And ultimately, that's down to me, And that's our goal here. We opportunity tomorrow to right some wrongs in a short little turnaround and going into a tough building that's going to be hostile, and we need that. Maybe we need to do that. We need to go in there and play nasty and play mean, because we shouldn't be happy with anything we did tonight.
And that's the thoughts of head coach Ryan Finnerty after tonight's result that sees the Clan lose by 7-4 to Coventry Blaze. Now the Clan are back home next Friday, the 23rd of December. A Christmas cracker against the Five Flyers. Face off at 7:30 Friday, the 23rd of December. Get your tickets via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700 or get them direct from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Brayhead Clan against the Five Flyers Friday, the 23rd of December. Face off at 7:30.